Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
One demerit.
Oh, okay. Shut up. I'll shut up.
Hello.
Good evening.
Oh. 1-888-539-5471-429. So international callers, if there are any psychics in Greece out there that were able to predict the fall of your economy, please give us a call. I'm Peter Leonard.
And I'm Nicole Jeffrey.
Mike Perillo.
Steve Roscoe.
And Dr. Dave DeProspero. Hi, everybody.
And this is Steaming Vagina 101.
Wow. What the heck?
You just got a demerit. How you like that?
You go there.
Put those two words together.
This is Paranormal Investigator Radio.
Oh, that's right. That was the other hour. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Those are two words
We're
that
back.
Should never be put together.
So the phone everybody? Lines are open. 1-888-429-5471. I'm doing good, David. How are you? You're enjoying
well.
A mighty white beverage.
It is a mighty
it's
white.
It's not milk.
This is a
very creamy.
Burger King Caramel Frappe.
I would be doing good, too, if my internet at home was working.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't have internet connection right here in front of me. Everybody else seems to, though.
Do we have a caller on the line? Oh, no, that's from a while ago.
Oh.
I was going to say, maybe
so,
you want to talk about
somebody
it?
Did call us one time.
And if you would like to call us, we would love to talk to you about anything paranormal related.
And the phone number is?
1-888-429-5471. And now, a note from our sponsors.
Oh, thank you very much. We're here at DePaulo's. That's right, at DePaulo's. He can do everything. He is the man. That's right, here at DePaulo's. Any kind of food you want, he can make. He's also Rome's best DJ right here, Bill DePaulo. So come on down and visit Bill DePaulo's right here, downtown Rome, New York. Back to the show.
That was scary good, actually. If he had a script.
You better look into that.
I know, he's got a future. Wow.
Some talent.
To build us next month's rent on the house.
Well, we didn't give him the rent, so. Note to our treasurer.
Yeah.
No, he didn't get the job.
He did?
No.
She sent 2 months.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
We're lucky we are broadcasting from DePaulo's fine Mexican cuisine. I did get a chance last week before the tour to try the chimichanga. I was definitely interested.
It was good.
They don't have chimichangas here. It's not a Mexican restaurant. He's pulling your leg. But they do have really good food here.
One of the quick things I read before coming here, I don't know if this is on Nicole's list, but they found a murdered woman in an asylum.
Yes.
That's on Nicole's
onto
list?
The
it's on my list.
Is
all
it
right.
on your list?
Good.
In Vicksburg, Mississippi, paranormal investigators go to investigate an abandoned hospital and found a 6-year-old woman dead. With head trauma.
Did you say six?
6-year-old.
60-year-old. Oh.
I thought she said 6-year-old.
A 6-year-old.
She went missing the Sunday before, and then they stumbled across her body in this abandoned hospital.
Well, how long?
About a couple days. Not months or anything.
So it was still a fresh kill.
Who did it? Was it the spirits?
We don't know.
Or was it somebody possessed by a spirit?
Usually it's the butler.
Being Vicksburg, Mississippi, I'm going to blame it on the Confederate flag.
Oh,
yes, I just went there.
Well,
I don't know. That begs. There's also a local murder, which seems a little fishy, at a place known for satanic activity in Little Falls, Moss Island.
Really?
Yes, there was a murder there today.
There was?
There was?
Yeah. Huh.
Now, did it happen today, or did they just find it today?
I think
you've always got to ask details. You know, I
the
just skimmed
the
through.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Okay.
Could be the Brotherhood.
That's weird.
Then there was like a couple, 2-3 UFOs or something, right?
The stuff that I've been pulling up over here tonight, it's all UFO stuff. There's
yes.
been sighting after sighting after sighting. From webpage to webpage, there's like nothing else out there besides UFO stuff. NASA and UFO, this entire page of new paranormal news is all UFOs and aliens.
Occurring, as there is a variety of paranormal stuff, it always seems to either be all UFOs or all Bigfoot sightings or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's never the mix that you would think of stuff that happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's always...
Well, can we tie this in to September? You heard about the asteroid that's coming?
No.
Near miss, but a lot of people are saying it's going to hit Earth. France apparently predicted last year, and they've already taken precautions to stock up on food, that something's going to hit the Earth in September.
Hmm.
Between a window of like September 15th and 21st.
Wow.
Where? Better not, especially with me paying for this wedding.
That's right. Seriously.
But I thought it was interesting, and let's not have any negativity towards this. One of our buddies, Chris Moon, actually posted on his page a couple nights ago asking if anybody out there had any, if their seers were seeing any of this stuff. But it was interesting to read the comments that people were putting, that they kept seeing darkness, weird things like it's going to impact. Now, I would think that if we're going to actually live out an Armageddon scenario with Bruce Willis, that we would already be on top of this, I would hope.
Somebody would be on top of it, I hope.
Actually, I'm going to go check the NASA Near Earth Object website.
Didn't
I've been
NASA
meaning
put
to.
Out something saying that it wasn't what they think it's going to be?
I don't know. Okay.
Now
we are.
Well,
if we
lost you out there, they severed the friggin' internet, as Steve will tell you.
Yes, my house.
They're
not
working
better than
I.
They'll be working all night over here.
But they shouldn't have anything to do with us. This is through cable here.
Yep.
So
this is because we didn't pay our rent this month. That's what. That's why.
After we thought we did, right?
Goodness.
We paid it, just not on time. That's the.
We're delinquent.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's an interesting.
Yeah, there's nothing on the near Earth here.
So yeah,
June 16th was the latest.
With you, Pete, I would think that with everyone watching the skies, with astrophysicists, and if there's something threatening us,
somebody would know about it.
Somebody would have known about it a long time ago.
Hmm.
I think so.
Really, how much worse could aliens be than our politicians? Oh,
hey, maybe our politicians are aliens.
NASA.
Well, that brings me to another point. They're believed to actually be grays. You know this, correct?
Our politicians?
Yes. Oh. They have an agenda of destruction. And they have since the 50s when they made the deal with Truman and Eisenhower.
Oh, okay.
I've been hanging around Mike's cousin way too much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I didn't know about.
So I'll let you talk about legitimate topics.
I was just going to say that...
Not that they're not legitimate.
NASA cut a live video transmission as an unknown object appeared.
Did you see that? I did.
Yes. This was just this week this happened. And as I recall, they cut several live video feeds over the past probably 2 or 3 months because unknown things were there. That must be a very weird job. Somebody watching this video feed, it's their job to watch for something out of the ordinary and to push the button to stop. Feed.
Well, if you think about it, that's somebody getting paid lots of money to do what we do after an investigation.
Well, yes. But like somebody
and how do you
briefed
get this chance?
I mean, how much more exciting would it be going over our video footage if you were getting paid $100,000 a year?
That's true. I know. But somebody actually briefed this guy and said, as soon as you see something appear on screen that shouldn't be there, cut the feed and send it to my office because we're gonna make contact.
Hmm.
It's weird.
So this one actually is not September. This one's July 7th, and it'll be passing within 275,000 miles of Earth.
Oh.
That's a ways away.
That's a ways. That's in the upper ionosphere.
Superman will stop.
At least.
All right, there's nothing
but when
else.
Asteroids
or the big giant laser
beam atmosphere,
it
breaks down. Don't they
break
the
well,
unless
if
it's too big.
Big enough. Like the one that killed the dinosaurs. Or the one that was aimed at the dinosaurs, according to my cousin.
Oh, yes.
Oh, geez.
But, yeah, if it's too big, it won't. It'll break up in smaller, but at the speed they travel, it's like dropping a penny off the Empire State Building. Look how much damage that could do. Now imagine a rock the size of Texas. on fire, plummeting from the sky.
I just think we would know about it way sooner.
But it has to hit our atmosphere at such a perfect angle. There's just a little window, a funnel, where it has to come through in order to actually come through. If it comes in too shallow, it just bounces right back off. But I still think the odds of that are pretty extreme. Unless it's a really big object, like in relation to the Earth.
And can't they tell this kind of stuff years out,
years
and years?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Pluto is coming to be like, I am a planet.
They have a...
They're coming for you, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
They have a probe on an asteroid as we speak. I mean, what, I would think that their calculations for identifying these things would be pretty accurate.
Yeah, if they can land a probe on an asteroid.
On a moving asteroid and take pictures and send them back to Earth.
And how many years ago, it was just a couple, about 6-7 years ago, the world was going to end, and it was in September. People were selling their stuff and getting ready for it to end, and the day came and gone.
Oh, that was the Mayan one, wasn't it?
2012.
Yeah,
2012.
Yeah.
That's right. And we're all still here?
I kind of felt bad about that. Because imagine the people that, like, were prophesying this.
For decades.
Also, yeah. Bill Maher is right outside our window here.
Yeah.
Does he kind of look like Bill Maher? The guy where you go back and take
Bill
the world
Maher?
Back. And they open their little magic cave,
like
and the first thing they saw was Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
nope.
We're going to leave them to their own hell.
You know, is it an alien? Is it not an alien? Wait a minute.
That's the question I have about Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is he an alien?
He's something.
Yes.
I don't know what he is.
Kanye, if you're out there, it's 1-888-429-5471 or somebody with the name Kanye.
Kanye
calls the radio show. Swear it at us, yeah.
So what else is on your list tonight, Nicole?
I had, well, UFO. Black flying saucers spotted over Stonehenge.
Black?
Black flying saucers.
We're not getting into racial issues tonight. We need to get, they're color neutral, so a UFO was seen over. I have to be PC tonight, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's good.
I don't.
I did find an article.
Over Stonehenge?
Over Stonehenge, yes. So that's interesting. That just happened just a few days ago, if not just yesterday.
Huh.
So, and again, UFOs are everywhere.
Yeah.
Lately, so I don't know.
Something's happened.
Yeah.
They're hiding behind the moon, getting ready to dance.
They can now get married.
That's right. That's right.
Aliens are going to be flocking to America because they can get married
God.
Here now.
Not if Donald Trump has a say in it. Whoa, two tonight.
Two to marriage. Oh, you're close.
This is our segue into Steve and I's new show that we're going to spin off called Three Angry Guys.
So, we're
Steve and you are going to do a show called Three Angry Guys.
We got enough anger for three people.
We
got Larry.
Angry
37
angry guys.
We're
federal
start
prison kind of scares me. Scares me.
There was an article about a declassified FBI report confirming that beings from other dimensions has visited Earth. This was as of June 27th. It was declassified this past week.
Really?
I think it's interesting that they mentioned beings from other dimensions.
70 years. It's a 70-year-old declassified file.
Hmm.
So that would have put it, 1945?
Yeah.
Hitler was waiting for them.
That was the whole point of the Thule Society there, wasn't it? That somewhere there was like a magic island, kind of like Atlantis, that the Aryan race like lived on. And
well, Tesla was doing stuff with trans-dimensional energy. Huh.
Basically, this is a summary of what the article says.
Please.
Their mission is peaceful. It says they are contemplating settling down here. That they are human-like, but much larger size. And this goes back a couple weeks ago. Let's talk about the giants in, was it Nevada?
Yep.
They do not come from a planet, as we use the word, but from an etheric planet, which interpretates with our own is not perceptible to us. What that means.
An ethereal plane is basically just Like smoke and fog, so.
Pretty much. That also could coexist with us as well. Matter can occupy the same space, but if you have etheric and material.
So how would we perceive them, and how would they live here in a physical dimension?
They
would just become very foggy out?
Or they have a way to solidify themselves. You believe in astral projection.
Huh.
So they plan on settling
like
here.
Like a ghost. How a ghost makes itself known. They have to, I mean, they would probably, I would assume, develop it to a higher degree where they could turn it on and off as they needed it or...
It says the bodies of the visitors and the craft, so which I'm assuming is the spacecraft, automatically materialize on entering the vibratory rate of our dense matter.
It's so fringe science.
Can I blow your mind with a Cooperism?
Please.
Yes.
He wasn't able to make it here tonight. Tristan is suffering under the weather a little bit. And he brought up the point to me. He's like, humans are held to the earth with gravity. So when you die and your spirit is loosed, gravity doesn't apply to your spirit. And the earth is moving. How would the spirit stay on the earth? Because the planet's moving away from the spirit. So there should be an outer space. He's like, and that would be the reason why there's no dinosaur spirits.
Or,
and we brought that up. Could you imagine a dinosaur spirit in your house?
If your spirit is energy, wouldn't it stay on the earth the same way other energy stays on the earth?
Yeah.
It just does.
It just does. That's the title of our next book.
It just does.
I like it.
Gravity holds energy here, too, right? More.
Gravity, it just does. There's a t-shirt.
Dinosaurs, they do what they do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paranormal Investigator Radio brought to you by Gravity.
It just
that's right.
Does.
When you want to stick to the earth, use gravity.
Sum it up better than that.
Gravity, better than Velcro.
You mean hook and loop fastener?
Oh, God. It just does.
It just does.
By the way, that is now owned, copyright, trademarked, and we just bought the domain through Roman Empire Productions, Rome Investigators of the Paranormal Incorporated.
It just does.com.
You're going to go buy that, aren't you?
I would say the spirit could take off into space, but I don't think we just spin off into space.
Are you really?
It just...
Do we stay where we are and the Earth rotates out?
I mean, energy...
But then eventually you would come back to where you're floating in space, right?
I mean, electricity doesn't just wander off into space.
Isn't that lightning?
Maybe it does.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate
here.
I don't...
You know what I mean? Energy doesn't just...
Steve, can you do that again just because it sounded cool?
Wow.
About gravity on Earth? Or not? 1-888.
Kanye, calling him back me up!
Kanye, please call him back, Mike up, or if you're Canadian looking for a date, 1-888-429-5471.
I have exciting news also. I did read the other day, there is a paranormal... dating website for people.
Get out.
Yes, for UFO paranormal enthusiasts that can go and meet.
What's it called?
I gotta look it up, but
I would love to know the name of that one.
Yep. Spook Connection?
Jeez.
I'll find it. I just read this yesterday as I was looking at things.
Can I marry a ghost? Can I marry? Is that legal now?
Oh, we're gonna have to fight for that.
Oh, I'm thinking. I want to marry my...
Oh, Paranormal Passions, 100% free dating and social.
Is that what it is? Paranormal Passions?
So.
Oh, my God. Oh, itjustdoes.com is taken.
It does. It is. I just seen it.
Oh, man.
Can we put an extra...
You were really going to buy it, wasn't
you? Yes.
itjustdoes.com.
Can we spell it with a Z? No, I don't
D-U-Z?
Make any sense.
It just does.
It just does.
I'll add it to my list of other random domain names I own.
Welcome to Paranormal Passions.
Like chickenriggies.com.
100% free.
How many do you own?
No, we're advertising.
40.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, we're advertising.
Got a lot
now,
of
do you
spans.
Pay every year on this? Or?
Yeah, I'm a collector.
You own 40 domain names?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone collects them.
Well, there's another one. It's a paranormal.
It's got to be an expensive hobby, isn't it?
A little bit. It's an investment.
Let's see, can we
do that?
I did not know this existed, but to the people who are single or in the paranormal. They can go and chat.
Because let's face it, the paranormal is a bit of an oddball field. When we go to these conventions,
you would say
we run into some very unique
people.
They're unique. Unique people. They have very unique personalities. Very unique. So, there's somebody out there for everybody. Paranormal.
The search parameters are killing me here. Between the ages of 18 and 99, I'm in the alien abduction group.
Jet.
Weight 100 to 500 pounds. Height 3 feet to 7 foot 12 inches.
Well,
I'm not making
you
any
like
of
do you like the tall blues or you like the short
tall
grays?
Whites. You're looking for the tall whites.
The Nordic ones. The Nordic ones.
From Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like the tall Nordic aliens or do you like the little gray?
Yeah.
Here's the kicker, though. Location within 5,000 miles of your zip code. Isn't that the entire planet?
Anywhere in the world doesn't matter.
I did it. I hit search.
It doesn't matter where you live. I'll visit any.
There's 300. And 33 results.
Oh, boy.
What pictures?
Oh, boy. The look that Pete just gave.
Is that a cat?
Wait a minute.
Is that a cat?
Well,
why would you have a cat?
Because
you
have a dating website? Wouldn't it be the paranormal
mm-hmm.
website?
Yeah.
Okay, I am a man seeking a female. Why are they all men coming up?
Researching, Pete.
I know.
You're
I must want to put woman searching for man, then. That's very confusing.
Everything in the paranormal is confusing.
Well, I'm actually excited this exists because there are people out there that would like a partner.
That's right.
How is that possible? There's 333 men and no woman.
Because it's the paranormal field and that's a male dominated. We're happy to have Nicole. Jeez.
Oh, no.
So anyway, what else is on the list, Nicole?
Oh, no. those couple things are
okay,
all
so
I
apparently
had.
It's just men, regardless of what you put in here. Oh, look at this one.
It looks like it's from a movie. Lonely Night Seeks Fair Maiden.
Oh.
That's I don't know if that's paranormal.
Mike, what do you got?
Anything I believe good? That I'm actually 250 years old. Yep, Mike.
I do believe I'm 250 years old.
My Wii age put me at 94.
Oh, geez.
Is that a thing?
Wii Fit?
Where bases your age on trying to juggle a ball into a little square while you're standing on something that's not made for somebody my girth to try balancing as I'm moving a little joystick. How coordinated do you think I am? I fell off an elliptical machine one time at the gym at work, and everybody laughed. And then hit myself in the chin with the handle, if you could believe that. Because I went to go step, missed, and went...
I do have something else, actually.
What?
It's actually happening tonight.
What's happening tonight?
Is the Jupiter and Venus will merge into a superstar.
That's right, the alignment tonight.
Yes.
Yep. It hasn't happened in 2,000 years or something. I just read about that.
So we're going to get some genus tonight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Here at DePaulo's.
That's right, here at DePaulo's. Where Bill will cook anything.
Which will be followed up by some species, which would explain the... Well, that's a science joke. Taxonomical.
Genus followed by
but
species.
That would explain the aliens. I'm glad
aren't you all whimsical tonight?
Glad I got a little laugh out of that one.
Listen, Ira, I'm not going to put up with your shenanigans on this WNPR show.
That's me. What time do you think we'll be able to see this? If we can't see the clouds, probably, huh?
I would say at least 9 something.
What are they, like, they're lining up for?
Yeah.
And, of course, we have cloud cover, so...
That pretty sure we're going to have a tornado here very shortly.
That could explain why Satanists are murdering people.
Or the UFOs are being spotted.
And UFOs are being spotted. There's some sort of astral conjunction. Yeah, it's a thing. Astral conjunction.
How do you define that, Mike?
I said it a minute.
I did read it.
Okay.
I like that. I said it, I read it, and I wrote it. I like that.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Well, we got two t-shirts tonight. We're going to be merchandising here at DePaulo's.
That's right.
It just does.
It just does.
I love
that too.
That is good, isn't it?
Let's
it
see
is
if
good.
Those
it just does.
It just flows. It's like, do it like Nike. It just does.
It just does.
So I see a motivational poster out there.
Is this the website for dating or what?
No. No, this is paranormal. Oh, but I don't have an internet connection anyway. But
you don't?
Yeah, we're having problems here tonight at DePaulo.
Yeah, I don't have an internet connection either right now.
A top NASA scientist has reported that we're on the brink of finding alien life.
Wow. Come to Rome, New York, Walmart, Thursday night, 8 p.m., Do you have any questions after this?
Why Thursday? They can come Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
They actually want a good show tomorrow.
The cream of the crop is usually Thursday night.
Is it right?
About noon tomorrow.
Okay, so I have a
I think we've
talking
insulted
point
everyone
here
tonight. At DePaulo's Mexican cuisine.
Haunted dolls are making a resurgence as killer collectibles. Followed by an article that a man tries to buy a ghost on Craigslist. So, have you guys seen any of these auctions or sales for haunted articles?
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
No.
Cursed, someone buy my cursed...
cursed doll,
amulet
cursed
or
something, a cursed box. This box contains a ghost. If you go on eBay...
They can sell that kind of stuff on eBay.
Yes. Type in haunted item or possessed item or something like that. And you'll come across a lot of weird stuff. And a lot of it looks like very old, strange, antique-y looking stuff. So the creep factor is there. But how do you support that? There's some great stories that go along with these things.
I read one time about, yeah, it's like, oh, God, what was it? The haunted dresser?
Oh, there, yeah.
But the way they were selling it was the dresser was free, but you had to buy the ghost
buy
that
the
came with it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the selling point.
That was the selling point, was if you paid however much money it was for the ghost, they threw in the dresser the ghost was attached to.
There was a chest that was sold on eBay at one point. This was many years, maybe like 6 years ago or whatever. This made headlines because the chest was actually a valuable antique. The chest alone was worth like $10,000, whatever. But the person selling it claimed that this was a haunted chest and it had been linked to many hauntings through some of these really crazy, like, big estates and homes, like the Vanderbilts, you know, stuff like that. And they were selling the chest on eBay for something like $150,000. And it sold for upwards of like $300,000-$400,000. So that led to this whole scandal about how people are upcharging appraisals and antiques by saying that it's haunted, capitalizing on a trend, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know if any of you guys had ever seen anything like
that.
A lot of dolls.
There's a lot of dolls,
I mean,
on eBay.
I don't see it so much of a scandal. I mean, especially putting it on somewhere like Amazon or eBay where it's sort of like at that point it's buy, you know what I mean? Like, you know what you're buying.
Like
so
a buyer beware
thing. Yeah.
So if it's something you're looking for and they're charging an extra $100,000 because it's haunted, it'd be like, F that.
Yeah.
Or if it's something you're into, you'd be like, all right.
There is a, I pulled up eBay to see what you're talking about. I don't even know if you can do this on eBay, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're offering to remove haunted items from your house. It's in Texas. And they have a huge thing about we're a well-established organization that will remove it. There is a fee for shipping. So you have to... So basically, you're shipping their item.
Nice.
They're not removing it. You're removing it, and you're paying them to remove it.
Yeah.
What is that?
Have some place to send it.
I guess.
Huh. That's interesting.
I didn't know you could do that on there.
Oh. That was high-pitched. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
No. Several years ago, I was watching one on eBay, and I was almost tempted to bid on it because it allegedly came with three letters from priests that they did an exorcism and drove the spirit in.
I think that was me. I'm like kind of yawning yet stifling it. You all just stop because I'm a hunger.
That's not what I heard.
No, I heard it.
Yeah, it was like me kind of half yawning.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's me yawning.
Okay.
Well, keeping my mouth shut.
That they did a Catholic exorcism and drove this demon into this object, and then they bought it at an estate sale. And I'm like, well, how the hell did you buy it at an estate sale if the priests did an exorcism on this, driving it into, and they were showing photographs of the object, and they're like, every time the object's photographed, you can see the face of this demon, and I'll be GD'd if you don't look at 30 or 40 different pictures they put up from different angles, if it didn't look like a face. I mean, the classic Matrix and stuff.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And it sold for several thousand. I mean, I was in it and interested when it was like $42 just for the hell of it, but
when it got up there.
Several thousand.
But it just kept blowing my mind. It's like, your story is so BS that...
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that?
So this is what people do. Like, that place will have people ship it to them.
Right.
And then look at all the listings for haunted items. He's reselling them on eBay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, why are we not doing that?
Seriously, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
They got a whole list of stuff.
Get some supplements.
Haunted antiques, haunted jewelry, haunted dolls.
Really?
Haunted houses, haunted house props.
Holy cow, they've got categories.
Haunted ground. How do you sell haunted ground? What the hell is that?
Deed? I don't know.
You sell it to vampires.
I got out of one. Was it a bunch of dirt?
Yeah, some Transylvanian dirt.
I'm going to go some dirt and say it's haunted.
Actually, that does bring up... I didn't read the article and I should have because I was just skipping
through it real quick. It's a DVD.
And I'm one of those people who, like when I'm scrolling through Facebook, I'll see something interesting, be like, all right, I'll come back to that and then forget about it. But there was a recent article, I think, about the doll, Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't read the article, but there was a recent article about him. I don't have anything more than that. I'm just yawning in the corner.
That doll, Robert, now that he mentioned it, isn't that a creepy doll?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have, like, a sailor hat
actually,
on?
Actually, that was one of the
don't talk about him. You don't have permission.
Huh?
Don't talk about him. You don't have permission.
Out of all the stories. Because I used to watch all those...
Don't you remember the story?
Before Ghost Hunters, I used to watch all those on like the Travel Channel. They'd have all the like scary places.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones that scared me the most, the story about him.
Yeah.
Out of all the ones that were on there.
Yeah.
Rome Investigators of the Paranormal Laundry Service. Your sheets will come out clean. So clean, your
laundry
ghost
service.
Can't be seen.
Rome Investigators of the Paranormal Laundry Service. You're... Yes, okay.
I just don't know how these people can prove that the stuff's haunted.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to.
They don't even say it's haunted.
Come out. Can
you say it?
White is it?
I got some creepy stuff that looks haunted.
Thanks. I mean, but there he is. I mean, you know, do you sell it? Be like, oh, this thing's got a ghost with it. I sell it to you. You buy it, be like, hey, there's no ghost. Was there when I sold it? You can't prove it wasn't.
That's right. That's true.
Be careful there, Steve. You're flirting with danger.
My mom just sent me a message about some haunted doll. I don't know if she's listening to us right now.
Hi, Nicole's mom, Nancy, if you're listening to us right now.
Hi, Nicole's mom. Nice meeting you today.
It's about a haunted doll, Faye the doll, and it looks like a creepy alien.
Oh, that's a weird looking one.
Yeah.
Let me see.
A fairy?
She's sending us pictures of haunted dolls from eBay. Yeah.
Ooh.
That would be very
like
weird if that was just coincidental.
That would be weird, because I don't think she knows what even this is on.
Huh.
BBS, I don't think she even knows.
So is there a connection psychically between
Nicole
what we're talking about and Nicole's mom? And discuss.
Yes.
And if you're listening right now, Mom, message me and tell me that you are, because this is kind of strange.
Well, being mother-daughter, there's obviously a psychic link there.
Oh. She could be listening. I did post it on Facebook, so maybe she didn't.
Yes,
know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Someone mentioned dirt, right? Did someone say dirt?
Yeah.
On an episode of Hardcore Pawn, I always say porn. I can't get that out. I can never get that out. Hardcore Pawn, this guy bought in a jar of cemetery dirt. And he wanted like a couple thousand dollars for it. And Les was like laughing at him. And he's like, people buy this stuff? He's like, yeah, it's very desirable. So long story short, I think he ended up giving him like $10 for the thing. It's a novelty thing. Now, I don't know how much is staged for TV, but like as soon as the guy walked away after he sold it, another guy came up to him. He's like, how much you want for the dirt? He's like, oh, this is rare dirt. He's like, this is cemetery dirt. He's like, I know, I heard. He's like, how much for the dirt? He's like, I don't know, how about $25 for a little bag full. He's like, that seems fair. And they show him go get a Ziploc bag and put like a little dirt in
it. What's so special about cemetery dirt?
I don't know.
You can use it in voodoo rituals.
As what?
Voodoo rituals. Voodoo
rituals.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Graveyard dirt's actually a very common ingredient in what a lot of voodoo does.
I wonder if there's graveyard dirt on eBay.
Problem.
Checking it out.
Yeah.
Cemetery dirt. Everybody grabs your phone.
Let's see.
Yes, pretty much. It's like
we have a lot of cemeteries in Rome.
Tell me that doll is not the creepiest doll, I think.
That is creepy.
I mean, look, it looks like a little doll.
It looks
baby.
Like a troll.
Powerful graveyard dirt with a charming vessel, $4.95.
Hmm.
1 ounce bag for Wicca services, $4.94.
Somebody beat us to it.
We're in the wrong business.
Real graveyard dirt. The dirt on dirt, $3.25.
3 ounces for 6 ounces.
Oh, yeah, it's big win.
Here you go, graveyard cemetery dirt. Witchcraft, Wiccan.
Use it
no
to
shit,
spells.
Imagine if we got graveyard dirt while we were in Salem.
I know.
Did
you
know
just
a big pallet.
See, there's a psychic connection.
Yep,
we're just
thinking about it.
Can you imagine?
Wow, we
Let
could have made
out.
A fortune off of a bucket of dirt.
All you need is 1 gallon. That how much would that?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we know that we need to have say? You could just say it's from Salem.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Get a bucket of dirt. Get a little postcard pictures of each one of us, and sell them. Maybe.
But what it comes down to, though, if you're selling graveyard dirt to, let's say, a voodoo practitioner,
is that going to come back on you?
And you're not. No. And you're just selling him dirt you found in your front yard. Well, his spells don't go right. He's going to get his hands on real graveyard dirt.
And
she is listening.
Hi, Nancy. We're so happy you're listening. You had us wondering there for a minute.
Oh, she is listening?
But she said she is psychic.
So. Genuine coffin nail, $29.95.
Wow. People are... Seriously.
Coffin nail, same thing.
Huh. This
They're
is really bad.
Cult.
How about... Oh, I got to look at this.
What the hell is goofer dust?
Goofer?
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to know.
You can use coffin nails on a whole bunch of things.
Do they have to come from a coffin?
Yeah.
Because who nails coffins? Those have to be old coffins.
That's the point, yeah. You can use them to, people can use them to make a...
It's part of a...
To find stuff. You can also, according to, if you find, if you're being haunted by a witch, and you find the witch's footprint, and you drive the nail into the footprint, it's like driving the nail into the actual witch's foot.
So that'll just give you a pissed off witch.
Well, and it actually kind of hobbles them. It was a tool witch hunters used to use.
If there are any Catholic priests out there, we need your blessing at 1-888-429.
You're chasing a witch through the woods. Boom.
Ah!
Well, there he is.
That would have been really helpful if they filmed the Blair Witch Project.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Mike, you couldn't say it sooner?
Nobody asked my opinion of these things.
Where do you get a coffin nail from?
eBay.
No, I mean, where? Like, what? Aside from eBay.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to sell graveyard tombstones.
Are they selling them?
Gosh.
I look
well, it was a search option, but I don't see. I was going to say, I'm kind of as.
It actually wouldn't. They still have them in places like prisons.
Well,
like if you die and you're an unclean body in a prison, they just bury you in the generic prison yard. Don't they just put you still in...
A box?
So, yeah.
A wooden box? Yeah, but you would have to retrieve it from the
well,
wooden
obviously,
box.
Well, obviously, yeah. Someone's got to go there and dig it up. And
the Rome Cemetery behind MVCC
mm-hmm.
from the old hospital.
Yeah.
They have that cemetery back there.
I have a question about
and
that.
It's
I was...
well...
I was talking.
No, now it's not. The
no,
trail
no.
goes right along it now, the brand
oh.
new trail.
That's what I wanted to bring up. I had somebody tell me, hey, let's go on the new trail in Rome, New York, which is fabulous. I'm so
glad. Fantastic.
Fantastic. I cannot wait to get on it and run on it and walk on it. But they did say something about it going by that cemetery. Now, growing up as a little girl, I grew up around that cemetery. She did say, now I haven't been back there in a while, that she didn't remember seeing any headstones, but there used to be.
They moved them.
Did they, because of the vandalism that was going on?
I don't know. Did they move them?
The story I always heard was because it runs right into the river,
uh-huh.
it runs, it's like a cliff almost, or a really steep hill. I heard that erosion was rotting away and your head and your was revealing the coffins that were buried too close to the river. as the hillside ate away, was revealing your coffin, so mm-hmm. they moved.
I wonder when. When
she said there's a
happen?
Plaque there now. With
there
the
is
names.
A big plaque, yeah.
But there used to be when growing up, there used to be headstones and stuff. And I know there was some vandalism, so I don't know if they made
They moved all the stuff to the cemetery on Jervis Ave. I think they moved all those bodies too, or they were supposed to.
No, the bodies are still there because that's just a cemetery.
Yeah, but I thought they moved all the bodies because they moved. All
there's little stone numbers there that correspond with the master board now. Like when we took that picture out there, I'm pretty sure there was a bone coming through the ground that was
really?
Like an animal had dug up or something.
Yeah. Oh.
Because
yeah. I know the Fort Stanwix Park.
Oh, yeah, they moved all those bodies. Yeah.
Well, when they remodeled a couple of years ago, they found bodies and they never moved.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, they found, I don't know how many they found, but I know when they just did that big remodel, they had to shut down because as they were remodeled, they came across.
So they relocated all those bodies there to Rome Cemetery? Is
yeah.
that what they did? Okay. Wow.
Well, contrary to popular belief, the coffins probably wouldn't have been in use until like the mid-1800s. Up until then, it probably would have just been a sack and they threw them in the ground. And
wow.
Buried them in a sack. I mean,
I wonder whose job it falls to when something like that happens.
State Archaeology Department.
They actually come in and move the bodies?
I would believe so, yes.
State Archaeology, that's a real thing.
You wouldn't want to trust a random state worker.
Well, that was the thing with the Erie Canal Village.
We got to move this body.
Because they believe there's bodies there. You had to involve the state archaeologist. You can't just go digging for unmarked graves because there's bodies there. There's history associated with, like, if that's a crime scene, they need to determine what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's got to be a great job.
Sure, there's a lot of bodies that all over the place, just like that, I don't know, a couple of years ago, down on, what was it there, over the bridge?
Into the woods.
The guy that died in the motorcycle, he could crash his Harley. And he died right there, and nobody reported him missing. They didn't find his body until like 3 years later. Somebody came across it going through the woods.
We have a call on line one.
Oh, let's take our call.
Good.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi. It's Nikki's mother.
Oh. Hi, Nance. How are you?
Now, this is something I know about. The old cemetery behind MVCC used to be the cemetery for the old county home that was MVCC.
Right.
And that's where they buried them. And now I was a little girl, we found all those headstones on the riverbank.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, they were all knocked down. I don't know if it was from kids playing, but they were so old, and there were several. And they're right, the majority of that cemetery was where that softball field is.
Oh,
it extended out?
Well, what they did, what they used to do is, that was an old county hospital where SUNY is, the SUNY building.
Yeah.
And then where MV is, that was like an old folks' home. And they used to just take the people and bury them back there. Some had headstones, some didn't. And I guess there were several that didn't. So, I mean, I don't know when they ever moved, you know, really excavated that entire spot, because I think a lot of those graves are under the softball field.
Interesting.
Wow. Jeez. That's
because I remember seeing, I mean, some of them were still standing, but there were a lot. I want to say there was over 100.
Oh.
And they were just like thrown down by the river?
The headstones were super old. Like, older than anything I've ever seen in Rome Cemetery, in the front there. I mean, really, really old. And it went on for years. And I know this because my mother, when she was a teenager, she used to volunteer at that hospital, and she told me that's what happened to the people that died there. They just took them out and buried them near the river.
Hmm.
So, who knows?
So that cemetery is probably larger than what that little proper plot
like,
is.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, my God, yes.
Okay, all right. So we were always...
That was all a field. That was all a giant empty field with a little access road that you could walk on. And, I mean, that softball field wasn't there. I mean, it was totally wild behind Clough School there. And even the back field at Clough School was part of it at a time. It was called the Old County Field. And they used to bury the people in the county field. And they started at the river and worked their way back.
Wow.
Yeah, we found, tons of old stones, headstones down there. Of course, along with, you know, the car that your uncle drove down there.
that car always gave
Thanks,
me Mom. Nightmares.
That car is still there.
And that was on Facebook, and it said, it says Bakulik on the side of that car. Right?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, my brother drove that on a joyride down there one time.
Oh,
I don't even know what car it was.
Terrifying.
But yes, that's what happened to the county fields.
Huh.
Right there.
And there was an amphitheater down there, too, I've been meaning to go find. I never knew that.
On the other side. Yeah, on the other side. Where White Park Manor used to be, they had a beautiful outdoor amphitheater they had built. I even went to some shows there when I was a kid.
They did.
On an island.
Pictures of it on.
It's still there?
Remains of it.
Really?
I mean, if somebody dug it out, it would be beautiful. They used to do the plays on a little island in the middle of the river, and there was like a walk, a land walk to it. And you'd sit in the amphitheater, and bands would play down there. It was really, and they put it up in no time flat. I'm sure it's still there. It's on the other side of Floyd Ave, from MV.
But it's right on the water, or it's back in.
Oh yeah,
I've kayaked that so many times. I've never seen anything around there.
I had no idea.
Where that giant empty field is now, it used to be White Park Manor, if you remember.
Yeah. Yep.
It was built into the side naturally. Like, they wanted it to be supernatural. So they, not supernatural, but they wanted it to be really, really natural.
Yes.
So they built it right into the slope. Just wooden seats, that's all. It wasn't anything fancy. And you could go down there, and they had all kinds of stuff on 4th of July. They had fireworks off that little island and little plays and little band concerts. It was really, really nice. And I'm sure if somebody dug around there, they could find... I know I could find it in a heartbeat.
We're gonna have to take a field trip. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now the path leads right down there.
Yeah,
so,
we got to go on that path.
I've been on that path. It's a fantastic path.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Oh,
well, Nancy, thank you for that. That's awesome.
Okay, well, have a good time.
Thank you.
Well,
you
thank
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Maybe I'll get you a haunted doll for Christmas, Nicole.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you for our one listener. No, I'm kidding.
Put your duds right in our suds. Rip laundry.
I like that.
Did you find a picture of the amphitheater yet?
I'm looking for it. I don't remember. I think it was around December.
I had no idea that even existed. I've never heard anybody talk about it.
How many times I've been on that river, I've never seen anything even remotely resembling anything that could be confused as a seating area.
Where MV is, there's something in the woods.
That concrete thing. That's a water service. Water, what the hell is it? It's for the Rome Water Department. It connects a drainage line through all sorts of areas.
Oh, okay. Because
it
was just on a random abandoned...
Yeah, no, this is on the other
side. Yeah, no, I know that, but... Yeah, the side of the river I'm on was... Because I grew up on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
And we lived down there as kids.
Mm-hmm.
But walking on the trail and just looking across the other side, that car...
That big concrete building.
And then as you got older, you'd make it over there and you found that big building in the woods. And that car was always, open the trunk. Now I'm going here.
I wouldn't open the trunk.
God knows what's living in there now.
Trunk. But now you know where the car is from. So I remember seeing his name on the Facebook. People placed it. I'm like, oh, man.
How do you spell amphitheater?
A-M-P-H-I-T-H-E-A-T-E-R.
Is there a way of searching pictures out here?
I don't know.
Search this group. A-M-P.
H-I.
That's fascinating.
It is.
crazy history in our own backyard
and that
we
never knew about.
And the cemetery.
It extends out.
Yeah, I know. I always thought it was just that little.
Even when I was just a little kid and
there
we rode our
the
bikes back
amphitheater.
There, it was always just that little tiny
yeah.
thing.
The
okay,
Kent
amphitheater. I'm coming around.
Yeah, look at the wow. That's on the other side.
I'm coming out of the pool.
Look at that.
Holy cow! This isn't this
is
a
kind
huge facility. What the heck?
Interesting.
Oh, I see.
Where
so
would
they just
that
built
even
it.
Be? That's our backyard.
Right down the banks of
yeah.
the Mohawk.
It's the same too.
I can't even imagine where that would be.
That's pretty neat.
Okay, Nancy, we found a picture of it, and it's
quite
adventurous. Hundreds of people could probably fit in that bank.
Look, I didn't think there would have been that much land between
yeah.
the thing and
so
the,
there's
you know
the
I mean?
Water on the island. It's on.
Yeah. All right, well.
We have to look for that.
Yeah, now we're going to have to take a field trip.
Yeah. Take a trip down the trail. What the
look.
Hey,
Nancy.
Yeah. All right, that's awesome, Nancy. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah,
Pete found pictures for
like
it.
Like finding places like that or... off of behind Olney's there they had the or was it only yeah they had the old cheese factory. No, that was Chestnut Street. Was it Chestnut Street or was the old cheese factory?
What the hell are you talking about?
The ruins of the building in the Mohawk River. You know what I'm talking about?
The Chestnut Street, the building in the Mohawk River, wait.
Maybe
two
it's,
words. Starts
behind
with...
Olney's Flowers.
Yes.
In the Mohawk River.
Yes.
That's a factory.
There used to be
canning factory.
Oh, I thought it was a cheese factory.
It was, well, further down where the fish hatchery is would have been the original cheese
oh,
factory,
back,
the Williams.
Back
cheese
that
factory.
Way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything
right.
where Only was canning.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was, everyone always said it was.
And then right next to Woods Valley is Only canning.
They
and
sort of
there.
Had a very big empire.
Yeah.
Actually, most of the World War II German POWs were kept at the base, and they had them picking beans out for the canning company.
Crazy.
Small tidbit.
Or you go up to the lake and all the old locks and stuff that...
Off the side?
Yeah.
Yep.
I like my locks with bagels.
I got that. That was a big thing when you were a kid. Climb up the
locks.
Put that crumbling staircase and
yep.
then like run down the middle.
Yep. Jeez. History. It's all about history.
Because they originally asked me about the amphitheater, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I've never heard of anybody ever make a mention of that.
Thanks to Nancy. Now we got to find this thing. Wouldn't it be amazing if they would set that back up again?
That would be great.
And it's right there. The walk is right there.
We should start a page, Restore the Old Rome Amphitheater.
Send me those two pictures,
yes.
And we are going to start a movement.
Yes. Rome Investigators of the Paranormal start that movement and see if they would do something.
And we can
like
make
that.
A movie about it for Bill's Film Festival.
Insane.
Oh,
where did
idea.
It start from?
What?
And where did it start from?
Right here at DiPaolo's. For all your DJ needs, it's Bill DiPaolo right here in downtown Rome, New York. Come on down and say hi to Bill anytime, Monday through Friday, from noon to 3. He's here. Come on down. Tell him. Pete Leonard sent you.
Come down and eat our food. It's really good.
Oh, God. All right, so
I listened,
with that
I
horrible
listened to
jingle
too much
bleep.
1940s radio shows.
So, now
so
tomorrow,
that's our final warning.
I
want to
take
minute.
A ride down the trail.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bring us home, Pete, with events?
July 8th, Jervis Library, Dr. Dave and Rich. August 15th, Shops at the Finish Line, Utica, New York. Tickets are on sale. John Zaffis. August 1st, Knox Mansion, Gloversville. We just set that up. Details to follow. September 26th, Return to Rutgers. It's a presentation. Tickets will be on sale shortly. October 22nd, Jervis Library. Another presentation. And we got a whole bunch of other poop lined up for you that we're all excited about. Plus, every Friday night,
Lamplight
Tours.
Lamplight Tours. And
tours.
Next Friday, July 10th, Pete's Bachelor Party at DiPaolo's. Visit us at RomeInvestigatorsOfTheParanormal.com.
Where the hookers are just as good as the food.
For good food and great times, it's Pete's Bachelor Party right here at DiPaolo's.
And on that note, I am Peter the Leonard.
I am Nicole Jeffrey.
I'm Mike Perillo.
I'm Steve Roscoe.
And I'm Dr. Dave DiProspero.
And thank you to BBS Radio for putting up with us.
We'll see you in 2 weeks on Paranormal Investigator Radio.
See you in the funny bit.
Have a good
and here's
night.
To Doug.
Good
thank
night,
you,
everybody.
Joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.